AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A shootout this afternoon on an Atlanta area highway. Georgia State Police say a trooper and a suspect were shot during a pursuit on Interstate 75 in Marietta. The governor's office says the trooper was conscious at the hospital. The rancher who was killed Tuesday night in a traffic stop near the Oregon Refuge standoff had recently predicted it might end that way.
This is where I'm going to breathe my last breath. Whether I'm 90, 95, or 55, which I am in a few days.
55-year-old Lavoie Finicum told the Associated Press on January 5th that he would die before going to jail. It's still not clear what happened in the moments before the shooting. There are conflicting stories from witnesses. A tentative agreement between the Justice Department and the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department. It follows the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in 2014 and the rioting that followed. All patrol officers and jail workers will wear body cameras. There will be a federal monitor. And Ferguson will repeal that rule that allows jail time for people who fail to pay their fines. The White House says the U.S. government will make a more concerted effort to communicate the risks of the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne disease may be linked to birth defects in babies born to infected mothers. A British researcher, Andrew Easton, says its spread through the Caribbean and Latin America is alarming.
It's spreading incredibly rapidly, much more rapidly than has been seen before. But this is the first time it's really encountering such a large potential population to infect.
If you've eaten at Wendy's, watch your payment cards. The fast food company says it's received reports of unusual activity and investigations underway. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 222 points to 15,944. This is AP Radio News. On the eve of the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses, Donald Trump still says he is boycotting. His campaign is continuing to criticize moderator Megyn Kelly. This Trump supporter, Julie Daniels, says he's hurting himself.
I think it'd be important for him to be there. You know, I just think that we're so close to the caucuses. I think at this time, you know, that is important to make an appearance.
Democrat Bernie Sanders had an appearance today at the White House. He and President Obama talked about foreign policy and the economy. Sanders says he didn't ask for an endorsement. He did ask the president for an update on the fight against terrorism. The widow of the Northern Illinois police officer who killed himself after embezzling from a youth program has turned herself in. Melody Glinowitz was indicted by a grand jury. She was an advisor to the police explorer post that her husband ran. Authorities say he staged his death to look like a murder. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.